year of its own. You know, in a big city, a great tall office building with thousands of occupants rushing in and out on their feverish business, it has an atmosphere of hurry and activity and feverishness. You take a little tumble-down shack in a cornfield. It has an atmosphere of neglect and abandonment. And you take a great cathedral with its tall spires pointing like fingers to heaven. It has, with its stained glass windows and its chancels, it has an atmosphere of reverence and devotion. And so every building has an atmosphere or a tone all its own. And every community and every state has an atmosphere and a tone. Running back through history, we know that there are certain attributes and customs that lent to the greatness of the Roman Empire and gave to that great civilization an atmosphere of strength and power that made it have a great impress on the history of the world. Likewise, we learn in ancient Greece there existed an atmosphere of beauty, poetry, and culture which we can understand and appreciate as being the natural forces that built that wonderful civilization and culture of the ancient Greeks. Their statuary, their paintings, their poetry gave tone to the lives of that country. Growing up around the emergence of England as a great power is a fascinating chapter in the history that tells us how the Anglo-Saxons came up from barbarism into that fine culture and intellectual superiority which has lent tone to every country and community where English-speaking people are dominant. In early America, from the settlement of Jamestown to the era of the landing of the Pilgrims, the rise and expansion of colonialism, the early American heroes, the Revolution, Concord, Lexington, Valley Forge, all lent their influence in giving the atmosphere and tone to American life. To those of us in this region, what has been more interesting are those things that have given the tone, the atmosphere, to Southern culture, the folklore, the songs, and the history of the South. We shall not dwell upon the causes and effects which led to the war between the states and which arrayed one section against the other, but we shall think for just a moment on some of the factors that helped to create that atmosphere and the tone and the culture of the South. People, as well as other factors and environments, helped to create the tone of the South and America. Robert E. Lee, the grand Christian gentleman and nobleman of the South, will live through the centuries because of his influence in shaping the thinking and the atmosphere and the tone of this region. Briefly, we can well afford to quote, "Be noble, and the nobleness that lies in other men sleeping, but never dead, will rise in majesty to meet thine own." Time will not permit me too many examples, but one in whom I have a great personal interest was another Confederate soldier. And I'm mentioning him because I knew him personally. He was the president of the little college I attended. He had been an actual major general in the Confederate Army. He commanded the right wing of Lee's army at the Battle of Gettysburg. He had lived through perhaps what would have made any man very proud. And yet that old gentleman, as I knew him, was just as quiet, just as calm, just as cultured as any gentleman that you ever knew. I can see him now although he's been dead for nearly 50 years, he looked just as much like the Southern gentleman as the liquor ad you see in the magazine sometimes. He had the little white mustache and the little white goatee, and he always wore his Confederate uniform. But I shall never forget him for the influence and the tone he gave that little college that he was, which he was president, and which I had the privilege of attending. He was kindly, courteous, and a typical Southern gentleman. Such a man as he certainly contributed greatly to the atmosphere and to the tone and the culture of the Deep South. Stephen Collins Foster, with his beautiful poems, written in that enchanting style and beautiful music, certainly has had much to do with the folklore and the folk songs of the South. We are all here today because of Stephen Collins Foster. He created the atmosphere of this place. Those remarkable songs of his, Old Black Joe, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, Suwannee River, My Old Kentucky Home, and others that we attribute to Stephen Collins Foster, has had much to do with the tone and the atmosphere and the culture of the South, and especially this particular region. Not only did he do that, but the atmosphere and the culture and the tone leads us to think of other poems that were written by other poets and songs written by other composers. I think Ella Wheeler Wilcox wrote very much the same kind of poetry as Foster. She said, "Our lives are songs. God writes the words, and we set them to music at pleasure. And the song grows glad, or sweet, or sad, as we choose to fashion the measure." Our own forefathers in the South certainly did as much for our day and generation as any people or any personages of any country or any area. They builded well that we might enjoy one of the most wonderful heritages of any people could ever have. North Florida, though it was the area in which the Spanish and the French and the English battled for supremacy, only a very little of that early history left an impress on our state, sufficient to be called a real contribution to its atmosphere or culture. Florida, and especially North Florida, owes its tone and its atmosphere and culture more to Southern traditions, history, and culture which grew up in the Old South and which followed after the devastating effect of the Civil War. From South Carolina and Georgia came my own forefathers to North Florida. My grandfather left the intriguing life of a sea captain and a ship owner to become a minister and a messenger and a pioneer evangelist in North Florida and even to the Indians of the old days. He spent a number of years in this particular area, pioneering as a missionary and as a minister in North Florida. He and my grandmother lie buried in the town of Jasper, just a few miles from where we now sit. My own mother was born in the town of Madison, only a few miles from here, more than 100 years ago. We of the South have inherited a land that has many charms, a land of great attractions, a land of beauty and of culture. And it is well for us to dwell sometimes briefly on those things to which we owe our own heritage. At my mother's knee, I learned much about the Old South. What a wonderful history it had. What a charm. And what a wonderful culture. We honor it in just such occasions as this folklore festival. And I want to pay my tribute to all those who are putting on the folklore festival, all those that are having a part in it, because it helps to bring to our minds today, in this modern age, the culture, the traditions, and the songs of the Old South. Programs such as yours are making a wonderful contribution to the life of Florida today. This Stephen Foster Shrine is a token and a monument to those persons and those influences who have worked so hard to create this wonderful tone, this wonderful atmosphere, and this wonderful culture that is ours. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Just one rain or bugs or hot sun don't bother me. But people having to stand up does bother me a little. So I wonder if you could inch over just a little bit more and make a little bit more room. Now, if there are any old people standing over in to my left, to my right, I'd love to invite you to come sit in the wagon. Come sit in the wagon. And I believe that we'll just do without the risers back here, and let's let some of our elderly friends sit on the risers, boys, please. Bring them around and place them. And it wouldn't hurt the children a bit to sit on the ground. I believe it's dry enough. The water goes in pretty fast. So there's plenty of ground room right down here in front. And while we're inching over and making room, I wondered if our colored friends won't make some room there. Would you do that in one section of the bleachers for us there? And will the singers come forward now from Beaver Street Baptist Church? While they're coming forward, I want to say that we are so glad to have Mrs. Miller, a member of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, with us today. And our representative from this county, Mr. McAlpin, and his good wife, Mrs. McAlpin. We're so glad you're here. Don't you want to come around and sit in the wagon?
We're certainly happy to be here with you folks, and we would like to sing a couple of songs for you. You know, the gospel of Christ has had its effect on Florida and upon the South, right along with the folk songs that have been sung down through the years. And so we'd like to sing two hymns for you. One we're sure that you know, and the other you may not. But the first one we'd like to sing for you is entitled In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone. What the dew
I'd like to know if they're loud enough. Can you hear them out there all right? All right, that's fine. We asked permission to change the other song. We were going to sing Sunrise Tomorrow, but we'd like to sing, instead of that for you, the song entitled Come Unto Me. That's been the theme of Christ all through these years. It's been preached and taught throughout Florida, throughout the South, and throughout the world, for that matter. Come Unto Me. Come all ye weary and oppressed, oh come and I will give you rest. I'll bid your anxious fears depart, for I am meek and lowly in heart. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and I will give you that labor and are heavy laden, come to me. Come, 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 and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come, 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 and I will give you rest. Come, 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 and I will
The leader and soloist of that lovely group is Julius Blas from Beaver Street Baptist Church, Jacksonville. And now, because this is praising the Lord in all faiths and religions, it is a pleasure to present at this time the Park Avenue Methodist Church group from Valdosta, Georgia, with James Pitts as leader. And they look like angels.
Will Miss Bolton please come to the microphone? Will Miss Bolton, the Carol Choir of the Park Avenue Methodist Church, Valdosta, Georgia, would like to give you this picture in appreciation for what you have done to keep alive the old tradition of folk music.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll tell you about it in a minute.
First selection was Legend by Tchaikovsky. The music is not folk music, but the legend is. Lead Me, Lord, by Wesley. Being of a Methodist group, surely we would want to represent our own.